97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, last week, Tony did one segment, and you did the other two, and then I did one by myself. And so now we're all back together.
We're all back together. And it's Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us. We are reunited, and it feels so good. Yeah, last week was, a little bit of a wacky show, but it was a good one. We had a great interview that Bo did with a couple of experts on the SAPA bill.
Stop.
Some great information and insight.
SAPA.
They pronounce it SAPA. The guys that are involved
that wrote it.
SAPA bill.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't know.
I've never
and
heard
And I told
called,
him. I told mm-hmm. him.
I
know guys like Nick Schroer and...
They call it SAPA.
They call it SAPA.
And but the guy that wrote it calls it SAPA.
It's a minor issue. That's but when fine. You said it, yes. I was like, you know what? It's like tomato, tomato.
Right.
Nobody says tomato.
And we, you called them out.
Preservation Act.
Mm-hmm.
The Second Amendment Preservation Act, which passed through the Missouri Congress at
House
the very end
Senate.
Of the legislative session last week. Bo did a great interview with a couple experts on that bill last week. So if you missed that and you want to hear that and get some really good information, some insight about the details of that bill and what it means.
And the joyous elation of the two voicemails that they sent us
yes.
after they passed.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Yeah, and so the email, the interview was actually recorded just before the bill was passed. Yeah. So you get to hear them talking about the bill and explaining it. And then we were able to, in the post, as they say, edit in their reaction to finding out that it went through.
And I want to mention that this is the time for the work because we haven't heard anything from the governor's office, whether he signed the bill or not. So now is the time. Go to mo.gov to mm-hmm. find the governor's phone number, email, and say how you feel about it. If you yep. support it, if you don't, either way, we're just wanting to get the word out because now that's the question I always have. It's like, okay, we get all this information. Now what do we as civilians do? And mm-hmm. making that phone call moves the needle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Making those phone calls, putting pressure on your state and federal lawmakers, representatives, congresspeople, senators, and also, signing petitions and participating in things like what our friends at the Missouri Firearms Coalition do when they are putting together petitions for certain legislation. And when people like our friend from the Missouri Firearms Coalition, Alex Salzman, when she goes to Jeff City and she is all by herself, and she is up against bust-in paid lobbyists who are going on the floor there in Jeff City to fight for progressive gun legislation. And Alex Salzman shows up, and she's all alone fighting for your Second Amendment rights. When she shows up alone but has a giant binder full of signed petitions... Yep. And has thousands of names on there. That is how we. That's. Those are the ways that you can get involved and make a difference getting involved with those organizations and making those phone calls like you're talking about.
It
Bo.
Was really by chance that I reconnected with Jim Wendell, who was one of the guests that I had last week about the SAPA bill, and we just reconnected. And I was like, hey, what have you been up to? And all of a sudden, he started talking about gun rights and going crazy and
an 11-hour podcast.
Yeah, and he's just a guy. He's not involved.
He's not just a legislator.
Nope.
He's just a fan.
He just went down there to he's a retired guy, and so he had the time to go
What's
down
that
there.
Mean? Oh.
Meaning if you don't have the time, you can still make the phone call to move the needle, is my point.
That's exactly
so,
right.
Anyway.
So make sure you go back and check out that interview if you missed it last week. Of course, we put out two podcasts of this show every week. You can get the show podcast before it even airs on Fridays, and then you can get the podcast exclusive, which last week was hosted solely by... Producer Carl Middleman, new Chad.
It was me, and it was Tim, And we talked about why I can't go fishing in Canada. And that was 13 minutes long.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to Tim Shelsvik. He was on the show with us last week from Drury Outdoors talking about his success during turkey season. I think you guys discussed my picture.
Yes. He said, it's a picture of a picture, so...
Oh, that's acceptable in the court of law.
Thank you.
Come on, of course it is.
Thank you. Did you see the crappie?
No, I didn't get to see it. You found it, though. Congrats.
You didn't see the...
You sent it to Tim. You didn't send it to Bo.
Oh, well, I will show it to you here momentarily.
Okay.
So we talked about turkey season and fishing with Tim Shelsvik last week. And you can get our podcast anywhere that you get podcasts. I recommend the Odyssey app. We're going to talk more fishing a little bit later on today with our friend Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors over there in Alton. Bluff City is returning as one of the great sponsors of this show, so that is wonderful. Mark puts on the big catfish tournament every year in Alton that unfortunately had to get postponed last year because of the COVID pandemic.
Oh, because of that,
But I believe it's back on this year, and we know this year in the area fishing has been crazy. There's been I think 4 or 5 state records already set in the state of Missouri, and so we'll talk to Mark about everything happening with the catfish tournament and just the crazy start to the fishing season here in our area. And we're going to talk to him a little bit later. And we're going to talk to
Aaron Tarlow. Now hold on a second,
Tony.
You both had events last
weekend. I know,
weekend.
I'm getting to them. I gotta promote.
Quit going forward. Let's go back.
I gotta promote. One, and then we're gonna talk to our friend Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory. Of course, Aaron's been on the show a million times. Been a little while since we talked to him. We're gonna get his thoughts on the SAPA SAPA bill and the latest.
Find out what he calls it.
Yeah, we'll see what he calls it, what he thinks about it, and the latest on some of the movement that has been made in Washington, D.C. on various gun bills, and see what get the update from Aaron Tarlow on that in a few minutes. And we did. You had the poker bash. And it was a huge success. Tell us about it.
Best year ever. I'll do it real quick. Last year, just before COVID was a thing, we brought in 30,000 net. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's last year. This year, we had the most players, 153.
This benefits law enforcement.
It benefits Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. Yep. That's right. And we had 154 paid players. And I sucked and I was up after the first break. But we had all this cool stuff. But the guy that knocked me out, you know, and we have hunters, fishermen that listen to this program, gun supporters, and law enforcement listen to this program. The guy that knocked me out ended up taking second place of the whole tournament.
Oh, that has to feel good.
And the reason I mention him is because he actually was the guy who broke the case on Angie Houseman's murderer.
Oh, wow.
In 2019. It was an ice storm when the DNA results came back. But and I had heard he's a forensic scientist.
He's the CSI guy.
Gotcha.
Number three, they say. And he had one chance at this DNA because it was from the early 90s or mid-90s. And so he had one chance, and they put it into the CODIS system, and it came back. And it came back during an ice storm, he told me. There was an ice storm going on, and he was like, it was everything I could do to get down to the office when that result came in.
And him telling you this story distracted you enough that he beat you in poker.
Yeah. Sounds like he was messing with your head.
Maybe. You know, it was really kind of crazy because he was actually more interested in the radio business. And so he had all these questions. Then I realized who he is. And then I'm like, let's talk about that. Anyway, Brian Cry is his name. Great guy, great player.
That's awesome. It took a great player
to get me out. Bottom line, we netted $42,300.
Oh, cool. That's wonderful.
And your performance.
Yeah.
Happened.
Yep. No, that's not true. I heard you did very well and remembered all the words.
But nobody's got video. We got video on. Everybody's got a video camera on their phone.
We have. There are videos.
Oh, send it to me because he won't.
Because Katie Fitzpatrick's father recorded the whole thing.
I'd love to see or hear anything you got.
Me
you don't
too.
Got anything though, do you?
No, because
yep, told you.
because here's the thing. He recorded it on his phone as one file.
Okay.
So it's huge, and it would take a long time for us to get it. And Katie's in the process of getting it.
Cut it up. Smaller bites.
You asked her for 15 seconds.
I did. I said I'd love to hear little pieces of it. I don't want the whole thing sent to me, but I said if you can clip off 10 seconds here and there, I'd like to hear a couple bites.
How was the crowd?
I think it was sold out. It was packed. Mm-hmm. That I will say this. That venue is fantastic. Diamond Music Hall in St. Peter's. What we're talking about is I had my first ever band gig, for people that haven't been up to speed on this. We just assume that everybody knows what we're talking about.
We do.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I had my very first ever band gig at Diamond Music Hall last week. Myself, Katie Fitzpatrick from the Annie Fry Show, my buddy Perry Woods, Alonzo Jameson, our drummer, and our bass player, Tilton Yokley. Everybody in the band are professional musicians that
the
are
North
wonderful,
County Sound Machine,
except for me. They're all great, and the set was awesome. We opened for Jason Nelson's Queen Tribute Band, Somebody to Love. Queen Tribute Band gets better every time I see them. They were just absolutely on fire, had the crowd in the palm of their hand. It was awesome. But the Diamond Music Hall has not been there very long. I think it's less than 2 years old. A year of that being a pandemic, so you know you kind of lose that entire year. So it's a fairly brand new thing that I don't think a lot of people venue that a lot of people have had a chance to see, and to have another venue for live music and live performances out here, out in St. Charles County, I guess technically there in St. Peter's, is just an awesome thing, and it's a great room. It's got pool tables. It's a huge space. It's got pool tables kind of around the perimeter and in the back. So if you want to just play pool and hang out with your buddies, even if there is a band playing, you can do that, and you can be far enough away where you don't have to you don't have to shout over the band. But if you want to go somewhere and watch a great live performance, you can do it there.
I think it's odd that you have to describe what a bar is like. Because nobody's been in one in for so long. So,
well, this is a brand new one.
And
it's
the person
really cool
that they were screaming over would be you.
Yeah.
But as far as the performance go, how many practices did you get in COVID world before the actual performance? And did you get a dress rehearsal in the venue before the crowd came?
We had three band rehearsals where we were all together. We practiced individually, obviously, you know, a lot more than that. We had three rehearsals where we were all together, and we sound checked like half a song.
Yeah, that's it.
Now they did put that up. They put up Katie singing the Melissa Etheridge song up there.
Oh, good.
But that's on Twitter.
From
you,
the soundcheck?
You posted that.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have you.
Oh no, that's from the rehearsal, not from the soundcheck.
Oh, okay.
From rehearsal. Yes,
okay.
I did post that. I did post us rehearsing.
And she sounds great.
Well, I want to hear her sing too. I want to hear you sing too.
I can show you that.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's that's where we're at today, and we are Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Tony Colombo. I'm here with Bo Matthews, my partner, and producer Carl Middleman.
Pew pew.
And once again, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk fishing with our buddy Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors in Alton. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, and get the latest on not only the SAPA-SAPA bill, but also all the movement being made by the president and the Democrats in Washington, D.C., and get his thoughts and updates on all the latest gun legislation that's making its way through the Capitol. So don't go anywhere. We'll talk to Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armor. We might get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Reunited and it feels so
good. I'm bringing back the sunshine. Bringing back the sunshine. Baby, it's about time. Oh, oh. Every moment.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. That is a perfect song. Hasn't it felt like we're still in the fall and winter? Like, until just the last few days, it's finally warming up. We're at the end of May. We're supposed to have had great weather at this point, and I feel like that hasn't happened, but it's finally right around the corner.
A lot of times, it seems like we go from winter to summer, no spring.
Yeah,
no
this
fall
year,
especially.
It's been a nice spring.
You think so?
Well,
I think it's been cold.
It's rained. I've been wanting to put some concrete work on my deck, and there hasn't been 3 days where it hasn't rained.
And it's just been cold. Like, we've barely been in the 80s.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I like, look, my favorite weather in the world is like sweatshirt weather.
Right, absolutely.
But, fall.
But I am mentally ready.
It's 90 this
for
weekend.
Heat. Like, I want, yeah, we're finally there. It's finally time to
great for the hockey game.
Get
on
outside,
Sunday.
Get out on the water, enjoy the great outdoors.
Absolutely.
I love this time of year, and I feel like we have waited an extra long time for it.
But anybody with my hands in the air that's prepping firewood for next year loves the cool temperatures because
sure.
You know, you're not sweating so bad out
you're
there.
You're always prepping firewood.
It's well, you can never have too much.
That's true. That's
like
true.
Ammo. Like that's ammo.
I thought I was obsessed with chopping firewood until I met you, and you take it to a whole new level, my friend. So, as I mentioned in that last segment, joining us now on the line, our good friend Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory. Aaron, these last, what, 5-6 weeks have been the longest period of time that you and I haven't spoke in 3 or 4 years. So, it's great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
It's going good, yeah. I mean, you know, I originally started as the co-host and then came down to a weekly guest, and now I guess I'm going to talk to you every month or two. So... yeah, backward progression of professionalism. I think that's probably what that is. But yeah, this has been the longest stretch we've never talked. There might have been like a week in there where you'd go to Disney World, and then
that's true.
I would chat with you on Instagram instead of seeing you in person or talking on the.
I do not have an Instagram.
But you still haven't seen him in 18 months anyway.
I haven't seen anybody. Yeah, well, that continues to be...
Oh, the Twitter.
Yes.
Forgive me, the Twitter.
So, in that time, these last few weeks that we have, since we have talked, the Missouri legislative body finally actually passed the SAPA bill.
Yeah.
SAPA.
SAPA, SAPA. You say SAPA, I say SAPA.
SAPA.
Yeah, I know it's SAPA. We had guests on last week that called it SAPA, and it's created a little bit of a inside joke here. But we this is something, Aaron, as you know, we have talked about on this show for years. It is something that we have had lawmakers like Nick Schroer and others on that have said that they have supported it year after year. We've heard, you know, that with Republican supermajorities in the state of Missouri, that there was confidence that the Second Amendment Preservation Act would go through. But then for some reason, for whatever bureaucratical reason, if that's a word, every year it got left out and never passed. And it came right down to the wire again this year. But finally, the people fighting for it there in Jeff City were able to push it across the finish line. Now we're waiting for the governor to sign it. I can't say I'm surprised that it passed because I knew how much support it had, but there's always a little bit of surprise when you're so used to being told that this bill has, you know, has great support across the board, but then suddenly gets left on the floor year after year. What was your reaction to the Second Amendment Preservation Act finally passing?
Kind of looking at this like big picture, you know, we had a statute already on the books that said, you know, the federal gun control couldn't be enforced by like local agents, and it was illegal for federal agents to come in and do it. And then we had, you know, our Trump years where everybody was super comfortable with the feds not going after the Second Amendment, right? There was very little that went on. I mean, yeah, he did the bump stock thing, but as far as like outright banning of AKs and ARs and fouls and you just kind of name it, and high cap magazines, you know, universal background checks, right? The laundry list that we've always heard. We heard under Obama, we heard under Clinton, and now we're hearing under Biden. Under Trump, that was not a thing. So, you know, this is my opinion, right? You're going to kind of focus on what needs to be done right then, right there, right now. From that standpoint, and the Second Amendment was never really at risk under Trump, is at risk under Biden administration. So it doesn't surprise me that it got pushed through in the first, you know, 6 months of his term, because it's going to be a long 4 years, and we know it's going to be a long 4 years, and the feds are going to continually try to do things. The Democrats, we should really say, are going to try to do things on the federal level to either abolish or strictly limit your Second Amendment right. And it's never been a mile war, right? We're not taking miles and miles and miles at a time. It's always been inch by inch by inch by inch, because by the time they get to that mile, you're just so used to things being restricted, you're not even thinking of it at this point. Oh, well, now I got to have a universal background check. But they've already gotten the high-capacity magazines, and they've already taken the semi-automatic rifles. So I'm glad it passed. I think this was the year to do it.
Absolutely.
Under the Trump administration, there was no real threat, you know, and so
it's a good point.
It didn't need to be done then. They could focus on other stuff. I'd like to see. I'm surprised that they haven't passed things like carrying on public transit, right? Where we see people constantly victimized, and just some other little things here and there.
Aaron, as you've seen this bill progress for the last couple of years, did they have to modify it a lot to get it to the point where it's at now, where it's on the governor's desk, or
modified?
What?
Everything gets modified. They add stuff, they take stuff away.
What were those things? Do you know? I mean, what they cut out?
Yeah, are you happy with the bill as it finally made it through?
Yeah, I mean it's 90% there.
Yeah.
So, but the big thing that you don't want is like red flag laws, and we've talked about those. So, it could have been, the Dems could have slipped in a lot more stuff that was bad. I would have liked to see, like I said, the ability to carry on public transit,
mm-hmm, which was something that they were pushing for. We always have it seems hand in hand with SAPA was the elimination of gun-free zones. That once again did not happen, but that's something that we always talk about and always hear has great support, but seemingly always falls flat. But I'm sure those are all the things that we will be talking about next year when the legislative session starts back up.
So we took a few inches this year, and there's next, right? And it's the game. It gets played back and forth with politicians.
Yep,
so,
absolutely.
The big thing we need to be vigilant of is the red flag law stuff.
Yes.
Because it's bad. It is bad, 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 bad.
Yes.
Absolutely horrible.
Yes.
Well, but as we mentioned in the first segment, now is the time that people need to contact the governor's office, make a phone call, leave a voicemail, tell them,
that you
support it. Please sign the bill. We need it more than ever. Or you can email. Just go to mo.gov for contact information.
And I don't think any show has talked about red flag laws more than this one and, continue to spread the information what you are often told a red flag law is leaving out some of the most important details. Until you allow for due process in any law in the United States, I don't see how anybody could support it. And there is no due process in red flag laws as they exist.
There was a major Supreme Court decision that came down to guy was quote suicidal. He went voluntarily with the police, and then while he was at the hospital, the police came back, broke into his house, and seized his guns. And that was deemed to be an illegal search and seizure because it was warrantless.
So we got a few minutes left here with Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Southern Armory, of course, one of the great sponsors of this radio station, so we appreciate that. What about you just touched on a lot of the national moves being made by the Biden administration and Democrats in Washington. They've put legislation out there that would affect the background check system. They've introduced legislation about ghost guns, about high capacity magazines, and a bunch of other things. Inside the firearms industry, as you are, what have you heard about the progression of those bills and the likelihood of any of them becoming law? And you'll maybe have to go out on your shelves and take some and remove product or something, if certain things get banned. Like, what's the latest on any of those issues?
Right. So I think it's like a proceed with caution thing, right? Especially when you get with the ghost guns, the 80% lowers is really what they are, where you go and you do all the finishing yourself, which is not something that's going to be done by the timid, because you're drilling metal, you're removing plastic. And I've seen a lot of those guns come in after the consumer has tried to mill them, and it's like, hey, it doesn't work. And it's like, yep, you know, the first time, yep, okay. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm saying, you know, I would see this or lathe this or whatever, and I'd be pulling specs. You know, I mean, there's books that you can buy that have the specifications in them, so you know how thick or thin the piece of metal needs to be. Anyway, we're not gonna jump into that. But I think that's gonna go. I think you're gonna see that get pushed through.
And that doesn't stop one crime, right? I mean, that doesn't save a single life. You're not addressing any epidemic by going after ghost guns.
You're going after the hobbyist that wants to build his own guns, and this has been going on for a long time, right? So now, you know, you're doing ARs, you're doing Glocks, but a lot of people don't realize you could also go get an it's new production, but like a footlock kit. You can make a Civil War musket if you desire.
Cool. Right.
And, yeah. You know, you've got the wood, you got to carve it and stain it and, you know, sand it down. You got to fit.
Oh, that sounds like a better project than cutting firewood all the time.
Yeah. I never got into that. I leave the guns to the professionals. I'll shoot them. You make them. Hey, real quick,
sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10 is going to be your answer. Look at me, the quizmaster.
Yeah.
You and Aaron, Carl, you can jump in here too.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what are the chances Mark McCloskey can become a Missouri senator? Tony.
Chances?
On 0 to 10.
3.
Carl?
1.
Aaron?
Yeah. I was going 0. It's not going to happen.
I hope it's 0, but 3 is... What's your number?
You know what? I listened to his pitch in his 3-minute commercial.
Yeah.
I didn't disagree with anything that he said.
Yeah, I don't think he's good for the... I think he's too polarizing to be.
And versus Schmidt and Greitens.
Yeah.
What's amazing? I'd be happy with Greitens, but what's amazing?
I'd be happy with Eric Schmidt.
Is that, you know what? Anybody can run, and
that's
he's
right.
Proven it.
No, and, yeah, he definitely has the right to run, and I'll listen to more that he has to say.
If he wants to come on this show, we'd be more than happy to have him.
Good. That would be a good gift
for sure. But I just don't. I don't feel like he is the. I don't think that he's, in my opinion, the proper person to be pushing to be fighting for the cause.
Ladies and gentlemen, my cup is half full.
Hey, Aaron, we are almost out of time, but I want to get an update on Southern Armory. What's the latest there?
Right.
Have you gotten ammo on the shelves? Is it still? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, so we added even more wholesalers and even more manufacturers to go direct through. So if you're a Wilson Combat guy or gal and you need a rifle, handgun, parts, etc., we're now carrying those. Got a bunch of stuff ordered. We're just slowly rolling through. Added more wholesalers, and that's really helping fill up the wall. Got Remington Ammo. I was in there on Tuesday, and I was like, wow, we've got Remington Ammo. I was like, yeah, it just got delivered this morning. And I was like, wow, glad to see that classic green and yellow box back.
Yeah.
I suspect that you're going to see a lot more. Seems industry is amping up. You know, I predicted by July the industry was going to hopefully be back to normal. We may or may not hit that mark. When I say normal, I'm talking like as in they're working 3 full shifts. Right, we're still going to have that backlog, but you know, normal as in, you know, working 3 full shifts. Product, the raw materials are rolling in to make these firearms, ammunition, powder, etc. So it's kind of promising that, and you know, we've combated it on our end just by adding more wholesale, going manufacturer direct. But yeah, got guns, got ammo, we've got, you know, parts. You kind of name it. It's awesome. To see it, you know, compared to what it was, right? Like, Bo was in there a few months ago, and it was like, wow, that bad. And it's like, no, it's just selling that quick, you know.
Couldn't even get it out of the box. I mean, it was you were literally selling it straight out of the box because the demand was so was so high. People want to find you. Remind them how to do so.
Yep. Come in and see us. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road. Find us on Facebook at Southern Armory and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And that is Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, one of the sponsors of this radio station, which we appreciate. And Aaron, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again very soon, sir.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You bet. All right, let's take another quick break. And when we get back, speaking of sponsors, we are going to talk to Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors. Bluff City Outdoors, right there on the banks of the Mississippi River in Alton. We're going to talk to him about the catfish tournament. We're going to talk to him about the incredible start to the fishing season here in our area. We've seen records falling, not just state records. We've seen national records falling. We're going to talk to Mark all about that fishing when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman.
Hello.
Great song.
Carl's on my side now.
I know.
Chris Jansen, great performer. That boy holds
great song.
Church.
Great song.
He holds church when he performs. Did you feel like you held church at your performance?
What's that?
Did you feel like you held church when
they were all watching you?
I felt like I was testifying a little bit. That's for sure. It didn't work out timing wise. We just saw Mark Cox in the hallway. Mark Cox not usually here at this time, so it was incredible to see him. We only had a second. I tried to wave him in while we were on the air, but I asked him the same question that you just asked us on the air about
Mark
Cox.
And he agreed with me.
And he also said the chances of Martin Klosky becoming a senator is a one.
On a scale of one.
And they're buddies.
On a scale of zero to one.
On a zero.
No. But I did interject in that hallway meeting was, but I didn't disagree with anything McCloskey said in his message. And Mark said, no, he didn't either.
Well, you can put together a 3-minute, I can't say I disagree with anything in his 3-minute campaign ad, but I know enough about him that he's not the guy I'm going to support.
That's good. No, you know what? It would if Greitens runs, which I guess that's really serious, right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's
Eric Schmidt,
my guy. He was
Eric
my guy
Schmidt's
before.
Eric Schmidt is the attorney general of the state of Missouri. I've talked to him multiple times, interviewed him. He's running. But
Mark Cox also says there's a wild card in there.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors about some more names that could be dropping. We got a long way to go in this thing. What we don't have a long way to go on is the rest of our show today.
Yeah.
Don't forget about our podcast, though. We put out the show podcast every week on Fridays, so you can actually get the podcast before the show airs on the weekends. And then we put out our podcast exclusive on Mondays, and the podcast exclusive is exactly that, just a little bonus conversation. And you can get our podcast anywhere you get podcasts, but I recommend the Odyssey app as being the best place to do so for so many reasons. It's free. You can rewind live radio. You can stream the station 24/7. You can get all the podcasts right there. So check out the Odyssey app. And as I mentioned, joining us now on the line, one of the sponsors of the show and one of the people that is a big, I forgot to say, every time we're talking about the Great Outdoors, because we're going to the Great Outdoors. See, I miss 1 week and I get
you lost
rusty.
Your flow.
When we talk about the Great Outdoors here on the show, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. Thank you, Tony. Uh-huh. It's St. Louis County's premier gun store catering to gun enthusiasts and their Second Amendment rights. You want to just go in and talk Second Amendment? They welcome you into that, but you'll want to do some shopping. RazorbackArmory.com for directions and information about the store, and tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
And now, our buddy Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors, again, one of the returning sponsors to this show, joins us on the line. Mark, always great to talk with you. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good, Tony. Good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, got a few minutes left here in the show, and if you have time, I'd love to hold you over and talk to you a little bit in the podcast exclusive, but it's been a little while since we've had a chance to check in with you. Last year, obviously, was a crazy year for everyone with the pandemic, and unfortunately, the catfish tournament that you guys there at Bluff City Outdoors put on every year had to be canceled or postponed, I guess, from last year. That's the first question I have for you. Is 2021, is the catfish tournament back on? And if so, do you have any details?
Yep, it is back on.
Yes.
Pretty much everybody that had registered last year, 90% of the people carried over, just said, hey, just roll us over into the next year. So it's September 11th. It's going to be down there in the weigh-in's going to be down there at the Alton Riverfront, and part of the Alton Expo,
again this year. So we're really looking forward to it.
It is an awesome, awesome tournament. Alton Catfish Classic, is that still the name or is there a new name?
Nope, that's still it. Alton Catfish Classic.
Great stuff. You got something?
Who's your, yeah, no, who's your, like, the youngest competitors, like, from 2 years ago when it happened?
Yeah.
I mean, the age span has got to be huge.
Oh, yeah, there were some people, you know, youngsters in their teens fishing with their parents. and then oldest contestant, I'm going to say, was probably pushing 70.
Love it.
Mm. So, yeah, it covered the whole spectrum.
But who won?
It was a team. They were out of Indiana.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the next thing I was going to say. Not only were they was the age spread everywhere, the contestants were from all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely all over the Midwest, from states all over the place.
Let me correct that. The winning team was from Missouri. The Big Fish guys were from Indiana.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And still Hoosiers.
And the Big Fish was a Big Fish.
Well played.
So only got a few minutes left here on the show, Mark, but I did want to touch base with you. We've had on the last few weeks various record setters in the area. Missouri State records and various types of fish have been caught already this year. We even had a national record set in the state of Missouri this year. It seems like the fishing industry is off to a great start in 2021. Are you experiencing that as well there at Bluff City? And what do you think is the reason for that?
Year started very busy in January, and it just kept rolling that way. And, it's crazy. I mean, so many people are fishing. So many new people are getting into the sport. It's just great. And there's been some big fish. One of our pro staffers, he already caught one over 100 again. He caught one last year. Wade, I think you guys interviewed him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait, he caught another 100-plus pound catfish already this year?
Yep.
Wow.
That guy's on fire.
And he's done he done the classic with you guys? Has he been?
Yeah, he'll be fishing there. I think they might be boat one.
They might be. They're really anxious to get out there. That's awesome.
So what do you attribute it to, Mark? Is it the pandemic, you know, being locked down and so many places being closed, did that reintroduce people to the great outdoors and they're looking for things to do? And maybe guys that hadn't been fishing for a very long time got out on the water and remembered what a great time it was. Is that do you attribute that to the big rise in all the new fishermen that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that's a big chunk of it. And you got a whole lot of women started fishing and they were taking kids fishing. So you had this generation that's been hooked on video games and stuff, and then finally put those down and went outside and enjoyed the outdoors and really loved it, and they've kept doing it.
Let's hope their video games was fishing video games.
Yeah, which there are.
To see them put them down, that's good for me, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get away from that stuff. Get outside.
So before we run out of time, remind people about Bluff City Outdoors. I know if you are one of these new, if you're getting back out for the first time in a long time and you go and open up your tackle box and it's full of dust and, you know, a bunch of old decrepit equipment, you can restock at Bluff City Outdoors. Tell people about the store.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's not a giant building, but it is crammed full of stuff, and we've added a lot of new lines of product this year for crappie and some new bass lines that we put in, some new catfish rods. Mad Cats is a big one. Slime Cats, they're a Kansas-based company, I think. So we've put in a much bigger selection and revamped it a lot. And I don't know if you've been over there for a while, Tony. You need to come in and see how we redid everything. But
I need to. It's been a little while. I wasn't there during the pandemic at all. So it's been a while since I've had a chance to come out. And I still am loaded up with lures that I got from you the last time I was there, including like locally made lures. And I had the really cool buzz bait with the built-in trail hook on it that was made by somebody here in the area. You can get all that great stuff there at Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, just about a mile away from Fast Eddie's. Learn more at BluffCityOutdoors.com. And Mark, we appreciate everything you do here for the show, and if you can, stick around and talk with us in the podcast exclusive this week.
Okay, will do.
Sounds good. All right, we got to wrap
everybody.
Up. You bet. We got to wrap up this week's show. If you missed anything, our conversation with Aaron Tarlow, our conversation with Mark McMurray, make sure you download our podcast on the Odyssey app. We will be back here next week for my partner, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Carl Middleman. I am Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman.
Hello.
Great song.
Carl's on my side now.
I know.
Chris Jansen, great performer. He, that boy holds
great song.
Church.
Great song.
He holds church when he performs. Did you feel like you held church at your performance?
What's that?
Did you feel like you held church when
they
you...
were all watching
you? I
felt
like you. I was testifying a little bit. For sure. It didn't work out timing wise. We just saw Mark Cox in the hallway. Mark Cox, not usually here at this time, so it was incredible to see him. We only had a second. I tried to wave him in while we were on the air, but I asked him the same question that you just asked us on the air about
Martin
Klosky.
And he agreed with me.
And he also said the chances of Martin Klosky becoming a senator is a one.
On a scale of
1 to 10.
And they're buddies.
On a scale of 0 to 1.
On a 0.
No. But I did interject in that hallway meeting was... Mm-hmm. But I didn't disagree with anything McCloskey said in his message. And Mark said, no, he didn't either.
Well, you can put together a 3-minute... I can't say I disagree with anything in his 3-minute campaign ad, but I just know enough about him that he's not the guy I'm going to support.
Yeah, that's good. No, you know what? It would if Greitens runs, which I guess that's really serious, right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's
Eric
my
Schmidt.
Guy. He was
Eric
my guy
Schmidt's
before.
Eric Schmidt is the attorney general of the state of Missouri. I've talked to him multiple times, interviewed him. He's running.
But Mark Cox also says there's a wild card in there.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors about some more names that could be dropping. We got a long way to go in this thing. What we don't have a long way to go on is the rest of our show today.
Yeah.
Don't forget about our podcast, though. We put out the show podcast every week on Fridays, so you can actually get the podcast before the show airs on the weekends. And then we put out our podcast exclusive on Mondays, and the podcast exclusive is exactly that, just a little bonus conversation. And you can get our podcast anywhere you get podcasts, but I recommend the Odyssey app as being the best place to do so for so many reasons. It's free. You can rewind live radio. You can stream the station 24/7. You can get all the podcasts right there. So check out the Odyssey app. And as I mentioned, joining us now on the line, one of the sponsors of the show and one of the people that is a big... Oh, I forgot to say, every time we're talking about the Great Outdoors, because we're going to the Great Outdoors. See, I miss 1 week and I get
lost
rusty.
Your flow.
When we talk about the Great Outdoors here on the show, it's brought to you by...
Razorback Armory. Thank you, Tony. Uh-huh. It's St. Louis County's premier gun store catering to gun enthusiasts and their Second Amendment rights. You want to just go in and talk Second Amendment? They welcome you into that, but you'll want to do some shopping. RazorbackArmory.com for directions and information about the store, and tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
And now, our buddy Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors, again, one of the returning sponsors to this show, joins us on the line. Mark, always great to talk with you. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good, Tony. Good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, got a few minutes left here in the show, and if you have time, I'd love to hold you over and talk to you a little bit in the podcast exclusive, but it's been a little while since we've had a chance to check in with you. Last year, obviously, was a crazy year for everyone with the pandemic, and unfortunately, the catfish tournament that you guys there at Bluff City Outdoors put on every year had to be canceled or postponed, I guess, from last year. That's the first question I have for you. Is 2021, is the catfish tournament back on? And if so, do you have any details?
Yep, it is back on.
Yes.
Pretty much everybody that had registered last year, 90% of the people carried over, just said, hey, just roll us over into the next year. So it's September 11th. It's going to be down there in the weigh-in's going to be down there at the Alton Riverfront, and part of the Alton Expo again this year. So we're really looking forward to it. And
It is an awesome, awesome tournament. Alton Catfish Classic, is that still the name, or is there a new name?
Nope, that's still it. Alton Catfish Classic.
Great stuff. You got something?
Who's your, yeah, no, who's your, like, the youngest competitors, like, from 2 years ago when it happened?
Yeah.
I mean, the age span has got to be huge.
Oh, yeah, there were some people, you know, youngsters in their teens fishing with their parents, and then oldest contestant, I'm going to say, was probably pushing 70.
Love it.
Mm. So, yeah, it covered the whole spectrum.
But who won?
It was a team, they were out of Indiana.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the next thing I was going to say. Hoosiers. Not only were they, was the age spread everywhere, the contestants were from all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely all over the Midwest, from states all over the place. I mean, this...
Let me correct that. The winning team was from Missouri. The Big Fish guys were from Indiana.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And still Hoosiers.
And the Big Fish was a big fish.
Well played.
So, only got a few minutes left here on the show, Mark, but I did want to touch base with you. We've had on the last few weeks... various record setters in the area. Missouri State records and various types of fish have been caught already this year. We even had a national record set in the state of Missouri this year. It seems like the fishing industry is off to a great start in 2021. Are you experiencing that as well there at Bluff City, and what do you think is the reason for that?
Year started very busy in January, and it's just kept rolling that way. And it's crazy. I mean, so many people are fishing, so many new people are getting into the sport. It's just great. And there's been some big fish. One of our pro staffers, he already caught one over 100 again. He caught one last year. Wade, I think you guys interviewed him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait, he caught another 100 plus pound catfish already this year?
Yep.
Wow.
That guy's on fire.
And he's done he done the classic with you guys? Has he been
out? Yeah, he'd be fishing there. I think they might be boat one.
they're really anxious to get out there. That's awesome.
So what do you attribute it to, Mark? Is it the pandemic, you know, being locked down and so many places being closed, did that reintroduce people to the great outdoors and they're looking for things to do, and maybe guys that hadn't been fishing for a very long time got out on the water and remembered what a great time it was? Is that do you attribute that to the big rise in all the new fishermen that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that's a big chunk of it. And you got a whole lot of women started fishing, and they were taking kids fishing. So you had this generation that had been hooked on video games and stuff, and then finally put those down and went outside and enjoyed the outdoors and really did it, and they've kept doing it.
Let's hope their video games was fishing video games.
Yeah, which there are.
Just
to see them put them down, that's good for me, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get away from that stuff. Get outside.
So before we run out of time, remind people about Bluff City Outdoors. I know if you are one of these new, if you're getting back out for the first time in a long time and you go and open up your tackle box and it's full of dust and, you know, a bunch of old decrepit equipment, you can restock at Bluff City Outdoors. Tell people about the store.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's not a giant building, but it is crammed full of stuff, and we've added a lot of new lines of product this year for crappie and some new bass lines that we put in, some new catfish rods. Mad Cats is a big one. Slime Cats, they're a Kansas-based company, I think. So we've put in a much bigger selection and revamped it a lot. And I don't know if you've been over there for a while, Tony. You need to come in and see how we redid everything. But
I need to. It's been a little while. I wasn't there during the pandemic at all. So it's been a while since I've had a chance to come out. And I still am loaded up with lures that I got from you the last time I was there, including like locally made lures. And I had the really cool buzz bait with the built-in trail hook on it that was made by somebody here in the area. You can get all that great stuff there at Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, just about a mile away from Fast Eddie's. Learn more at BluffCityOutdoors.com. And Mark, we appreciate everything you do here for the show, and if you can, stick around and talk with us in the podcast exclusive this week.
Okay, will do.
Sounds good. All right, we got to wrap
everybody.
Up. You bet. We got to wrap up this week's show. If you missed anything, our conversation with Aaron Tarlow, our conversation with Mark McMurray, make sure you download our podcast on the Odyssey app. We will be back here next week for my partner, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Carl Middleman. I am Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.